Hi guys, welcome to the Upgrown Kids podcast. My name is Sophia.
Hey, I'm Oliver.
I'm Elijah.
And I'm Winter. This season, we're tackling a concept that we'll call real or fake. For each episode, we will debate over whether we think a topic is, believe it or not, real or fake, from ghosts to cryptids and much more. Today we will discuss religion. It will be an entirely personal and opinion-based episode where we discuss our own backgrounds and views. Enjoy.
Hey guys, it's Winter. So this is our first recorded episode and our setup wasn't done, so you're going to hear worse audio quality this episode than any of the other ones. We apologize in advance. Also, don't make fun of how much I say like. All right, thanks, bye.
All right, so Eli, tell me about your religious upbringing, because we're starting with you, because I guess you're probably the most religious, or you at least had the most religious upbringing.
Yeah, something like that, I guess. So, you know, I was born in Tennessee, but they really didn't like it there because of, like, culture-wise. I don't know why, they just say that, like, people, like, lied a lot or whatever. So they took me to Idaho, right? And, you know, they didn't really identify as any, like, specific, like, branch of Christianity, you know? But generally we went to, like, more Baptist churches. But
what? Wait, you're from Tennessee?
Yeah, I was literally born in Tennessee, bro.
I've never known this.
I moved over here when I was like one, so I don't remember anything from Tennessee.
I thought you were from Boise.
Any of us
know
that, yeah.
Oh, so, man.
I think I went to, it was this huge, huge church for a long time. I don't remember what it was called, though.
Was it like a mega
huge
church?
Huge as in size or
what?
Huge as in a lot of people?
Both, actually.
Oh, great.
Yeah, no, it was, I think I had, like, some, like, 800 people attending.
Oh, my
church.
Gosh.
They literally had, like, it was more, like, concert than worship.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's like a mega church. Isn't
yeah.
there a name for that?
Mega church.
What?
There's, like, a name for
it. Yeah,
there is a name for that. I just call them the Church of the Devil. Slightly aggressive.
Okay, we can get to that later.
Okay, I'm really interested in that origin story. No,
yeah,
but
what the hell?
After that, we like moved like away from that. We made a lot of friends there, but we like just ditched them because we moved. And so then we went on like a search for like 2 years to find the right church, and it took forever because my parents were like, they went to one and they were like, the kids are still learning about like Moses or whatever, like, you know, that's like super basic. Or they didn't like, you know, like, going to a church for 1 week and listening to, like, one sermon, they could decide whether they wanted to go there or not, and it was pretty crazy. But after a while, we settled, like, on a really small church called, like, Whitney Baptist, and I don't know, I don't necessarily, like, identify as Baptist as a result of that, but, like, generally, they just, like, read the Bible more than other people and, like, take that literally. Yeah, go ahead.
Baptists are the ones who take the Bible the most literally of all the Christian religions, right?
Yeah, for sure. They read the Trinity and like literal miracles, and I don't think they necessarily take like Revelations like completely seriously, because that's pretty wild. But I read some books written by like Baptist authors about Revelation, and they take some of it literally. Like there's that part where they're talking about like Horus Hornet woman. Things that like inflict serious pain on people.
Oh, right.
And that was like taken literally. And I was like, okay, I mean, I guess they're gonna erupt from somewhere in Florida, though. Take your word for it. But no, that was most of it. I feel like we didn't make a whole lot of like connections there since we were like a pretty like, what's it called? You know, like we're an older family. If you like didn't grow up in that church, then you really didn't make a whole lot of social connections. So yeah, that was most of it, I guess.
Cool.
Interesting.
Nice.
Me?
What?
Oliver's next.
The wrong order.
All right. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know how this works.
Oliver, how did you grow up with religion?
Both sides of my family are Catholic. You have what I call Latin Catholic or Mexican Catholic, which is my mother's side of the family. And then you just have Catholic Catholic, which is my father's side of the family, which is Canadian. So for most of my life, I grew up going to church on Sundays. It was always in Spanish, which is very different than in English. And I honestly could not tell you what's going on in an English mass. I can only understand it in Spanish. It's a mess.
Really?
How's it? Or go ahead, sorry.
You can go ahead.
I was gonna say, how does Catholic is it different, or how is it different from Christian? I don't really know the difference between the two. Or you
They're
don't have to go into it. If you
not
to.
Really that. Different. They are, but aren't at the same time. It's a really heavily debated topic.
I feel like it comes down to mainly, like, saints, you know?
I don't remember.
I don't know about any Christians that, like,
it's
practice saints.
Different beliefs. I know I think one of the things, I don't remember if this was between Catholic and Christians or if this was between Catholics and another religion, where Catholics, it's always you ask for forgiveness, but then you have to work to receive forgiveness, or at least that's the whole Mexican Catholic side that I grew up with. Christians, I think, I could be saying this wrong, and it could be another religion, it's you ask for forgiveness, and that's it.
Yeah,
yeah, okay, so that was it.
Is Catholicism like a branch of Christianity or is
yes.
it its own thing?
Oh, it's
okay.
A branch.
That's
of
what I thought.
Well, so you guys come from like the general same origin then.
Yes.
Yeah, like pretty much anything.
There's a lot
that
of
calls itself Christian basically all comes from like the base church and then they just split off over time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Catholicism is the Rome Spanish area that then pulled over to Latin South America, and then they have all of their religions with the Aztecs and all of them. Yeah. Anyways, I'd go to church every Sunday. I did communion. I went to Sunday school because that's a thing you do. I got baptized. I didn't do these things in that order. That would be a bit concerning. And then I eventually moved away from the church, not because my family wasn't religious, but because we didn't have time. After living in the house, which we called the 10-year flip, and then moving to a house, which we've been remodeling for 5 years, we didn't have time for church. So it's only when my grandmother would come to my house, then we would split off to go to church, which was mostly just my grandmother telling me and my sister, hey, we're going to church, my sister arguing until she can't go, and me and my grandmother going to church.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hmm. So then when she's not here, I don't go to church. I don't have time. I do a bunch of stuff, and then my thing with church is sort of an interesting relationship. Like, I believe in the fact that there is a higher power. I also believe that there could be multiple higher powers that we literally cannot know.
Wait, maybe we should save this one because Eli didn't talk about it yet either.
Cool. Yeah, we can go back.
Okay.
The devil churches. This is not in any reference to satanic churches.
It is called a mega church, by the way.
It is mega church. Okay. I call them the church of the devil. Nothing against Satanists. I think Satanists are amazing. This is not in terms of Satanism. I call them devil churches because I hate them. They're money run, and they are all built around getting money from a person. Like, if you see the YouTube ads where it's like, hey, come do this thing to get money with being on your phone for 2 hours a week and you'll make thousands of dollars. Those are the people who run those churches, and I would love to throw an apple at their head. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I guess, Winter, you're next, since we'll do higher powers later.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. Okay,
so,
go, Winter.
My upbringing with religion was, like, pretty much non-existent. I mean, both my parents were religious to some extent. I don't know what religion they necessarily identify with, but they're definitely spiritual. And my dad grew up Catholic and my mom grew up Christian. But they didn't really it never had an effect on me. They didn't make me go to church ever but they weren't against me going to church. They just didn't involve religion in my early life at all. And like, as a result of that, from very early on, I kind of feared church for some reason. I kind of thought that if I went to church, everyone would hate me because I don't usually go there and because I don't necessarily believe in their religion. And I eventually did go to a church. I went to a couple times with one of my friends. I went to a Lutheran church where I'm from in Colorado in a very small town. And it was pretty, it was pretty nice. Like, it was funny because I remember they had this, they do the thing where you, like, sing, and, like, the lyrics go, like, across multiple pages, and I didn't know that, so I, like, started singing, like, the wrong word in the middle of the song, and then stopped, and awkwardly, and, like, look at my friend and be like, wait, what? And then, eventually, I figured that one out, but I only went there a few times, and, like, it wasn't bad, everyone was super nice, and yeah, but I still didn't really believe in the religion. As I got a bit older, are we saving that? I can edit this out. Are we saving, like, when you're, like, our age now and our view on
think
religion.
So, yeah, because that gives us all a chance to go back
okay.
over it, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, so that was basically my only experience of religion, and my parents didn't really, like, comment one way or another. They told me that they never put me in a church because they want me to, like, choose my own views. And I thought for a long time that they were atheists, but I found out kind of recently that they're not, so.
Would you
yeah.
have wanted them to raise you religious, or you think you like what they did with raising
you? I guess I'm glad that I wasn't raised religious, just because it's nice to be able to, like, choose.
Right.
Your parents were really nice when they let you do that. That's
crazy. Yeah, but also, I mean, there's definitely, like, cons to it, too, is, like, religion is everywhere in society.
Yeah.
Like, there's references to religion everywhere, and I didn't, like, until more recently, I've, like, missed a lot of those, or I haven't understood those, so, like, there's definitely setbacks to, like, not having a foundation in religion.
Do you think, do you think that it's harder to believe religion if you don't have or if you're not, like, introduced to it at a younger age? Like, do you think it's harder now to be religious if you were to?
I think that it's not necessarily harder now to choose to believe in religion, but I think that if I had been in a religion, it would have been harder to choose to not believe in it.
Right.
Because
you grew up like that. Or you grew up.
I think, yeah, it instills it within you. And, like, it takes, like, a lot. I mean, from what I've heard, it takes, like, a lot to just be like, I don't agree with that anymore. I just changed my mind.
Right.
Like, it can be a really big deal to change your mind on that. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, not always. There's a lot of people. I know my sister dropped out of the church pretty quickly where you can have a place in the church where if you feel something off or if you just no longer believe in it, say you start focusing more towards a science-based aspect on the world instead of maybe a faith-based aspect, you can just drop. It's not like a cult. There's no one holding you there. You can honestly just leave and that's it.
I didn't mean that. I just meant like personally it feels
yeah.
Okay.
Because
like you might like if you've been in a religion for like 30 years and you are starting to doubt it, then it might like
take a second.
In your
definitely.
Personal life, like you might struggle a lot with that.
Yeah,
because
if you're growing up with it, it's kind of like all you know, really.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I mean, that's how I see it.
Well, yeah, and if you have these beliefs that deeply rooted, then like changing them takes like a lot.
Right.
And what's really tough is a lot of churches that I've gone to say that like, you know, if you like move away from the church, if you're like not a Christian anymore, then you like never could have been Christian, because like you know, like okay, so in the main doctrine, right? You're supposed to, like, you know, accept Jesus as your savior in your heart, right? But if you leave the church, right, that means you never, like, they consider that you never really took that to a core belief, and that was only something that was, like, a belief instead of, like, a taken truth, which is really interesting, actually.
It's really interesting.
Yeah.
For Catholic Church, again, what I'll reference Mexican Catholic because it was in Spanish, and the translation changes how you see the Bible. You could leave the church and then come back. There's still the standard rules where, like, if you divorce the person you marry, you've got all the sets of things where you, like, can't take communion if you divorce and all that. But you're not... It's not like if you start to doubt it, it's not a sign of, oh, you never actually took God in you. It's more of just you're learning as a person, and you're just applying these new things to what you know in life. And they see it more of just like, this is just a change that's happening. And it's more of like a aspect on religion where you look at it as the initial ideas of religion, which is building a community, using that community for good, and going on from there.
So you're in your church, or is it the one you're currently going to, or you were currently going to at one point?
Yes.
So it doesn't like shame you if you were to leave it. Is that what you're saying?
No.
And then would yours shame you more if it were to? Is that what I'm getting? Or am I misunderstanding?
No, they probably wouldn't, but they'd just be like, you know, okay, you know, like church whispering sort of thing. Right?
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
You know, they're like gossiping with each other, and they're like, man, it's so sad that they left. Like,
oh,
you know,
right.
One person's like, man, they were acting so weird.
Spill the tea, I heard Eli left this week.
It reminds me of a time when I was probably like under 10, or like 10 maybe. I was really young. And I was, like, playing basketball with one of my friends, and he was religious and had been his whole life. And I think he was talking about his church or something, and I was like, yeah, I don't believe in God. And it, like, shocked him. He was like, oh, my God, Winter, that's so bad. Like, you're going to go to hell. Like, you have to believe in God.
I had a similar experience. Yeah.
And
yeah.
that was the first time that I realized, like, how much religion matters to a lot of people.
Right.
Is that, like, he was genuinely scared that I'm going to go to hell now. I didn't realize that until, I guess, that moment. But
I'm
going to
guess
crazy.
He was Christian. Because
yeah.
Catholics will see it as, even if you weren't part of the church, you can still go to heaven.
Yeah.
You can go to heaven. Stuff. It's
but
not like an immediate you go to hell. Like, if you're a really good person, you believed in what you believed, and you were caring and all that, you're going to heaven.
Yeah.
But if you were, like, a bad person and all that, you're going to hell. It wasn't like, oh, you attend church or not, or do anything like that.
Right.
Yeah.
I had a similar experience like Winter, so, oh, just to put it out there, I grew up in an atheist household, so I'm currently atheist, I guess. But basically, when I was playing, I used to play football with all these guys or whatever in my old school. And at one point, they all, like, bent down to prayer. And I didn't know what that was really by that. This was, like, fourth grade. And they were really confused why I wasn't doing that. And I was like, I kind of knew what it was, but not really. And I told them, like, no, I'm not religious. And I got kicked off the team. Like,
oh
they legit
God.
Were like, you can't play anymore because
what?
It was these Mormon kids. Yeah, there's like three of them who
Jeez.
Kicked me off.
Mormon
and they ran
kids.
The football teams, right, like, during recess.
Yeah.
And so they're like, you can't play anymore. And that was, like, my life-changing moment. I was like, okay, so I started saying I believed in religion when I had no idea. And so, yeah, but I was like, man, okay. Sorry, I was trying to keep a straight face the whole time.
When you don't have Minecraft.
All right.
Like you do.
So,
it's funny, you remind me of so many awkward dinners at friends' house when I was young in this town I'm from. Where I'd be sitting with their family and we're about to have dinner and they would do a prayer and I had no idea what to do.
Right.
And I would just try my best.
Yeah.
I would like mumble something under
right.
my breath.
I went to this recent thing where I was cleaning up, it was Rake Up Boise. I don't know if you guys know about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was doing Rake Up Boise with my coworkers. I don't know what it's called, but she was in like this like rehab group basically, but this is like
yeah.
after they've gone through rehab and all that. And they're like, their whole house or whatever was centered around the idea that God saved them, I guess, is what they were saying. And
oh.
so they all stopped for a prayer. And they, like, I told them, I'm like, I don't want to be in hell. This was, like, a year ago. So I was like, no, I don't believe in religion. I'm not going to do that. I don't think it's right because I don't believe in it, you know. And so they literally, they're like, okay, we're going to need you to step around the corner then. And so I just sat there awkwardly standing for, like,
weird.
And it was so long. It took, like, 5 minutes. I was
yeah.
like,
prayer
I don't know.
Prayer is not short.
I didn't know that though.
Well,
I've heard short ones. So I was like,
depending on your religion.
Some are short, and then others are like everybody needs to say something.
That's what
yeah.
happened. Yeah, they all took
yeah.
turns. They all took like 2 minutes each, and I was like, oh my God! Even like the little kids are saying something, and I was like,
oh
wow, you
gosh.
Guys are so educated for your age.
Now, what's funny is that like, you know, in a lot of cases when like prayer comes around, you know, you gotta say the right words. You gotta make it the right length. You gotta talk about the right things. You know, and it's like. It's really funny listening to some people who make it a competition instead of, like, talking to God. They're just like, I'm a holy man.
What
are you doing?
Do you guys, is it, I don't know how your guys' family works. Do you guys have to pray before dinner? Because I know that's,
we
like,
don't.
Something.
Nope.
Or, like, most dinners.
That's
like,
a very,
family.
Like, Western type
well,
of,
oh, okay.
well.
Like, my family did that for a long time, but we haven't been, like, attending church recently. And, like, my dad doesn't do it very much at all. But,
yeah.
Yeah. It's something when you remember, you're like, oh, I should be praying.
It's a lot more of what I've seen as is a lot of like a Western or depending on which type of religion you come from, they do it.
Right.
I know I've never prayed. My family is very religious. And when I'm down in Texas with my family, we're not praying at the table. We say a quick thing. Even with just prayers anytime, it's like a quick thing to God and get to the food.
And let's
yeah.
eat.
And let's eat, yeah.
Right.
I think my dad's side, that was more true Catholicism or more like generic Catholicism. They used to pray, I think, or they're from that section where you would pray at the table a bit, but nothing like major. I know most of his family, when I visit, we don't pray at the table. It's just not a thing you do
right.
as often. It's just like, say it. Splurge and let's get to food because we're all hungry.
Right.
What I think is interesting is like that's not even really in any religion to pray before a meal. That's just like a tradition, I guess.
Hmm.
Like you're supposed to keep time.
It
isn't.
Do
religions.
It
regularly.
It's
it is
in
yeah,
what the hell's the name of that religion? It's like the major one. Christianity. It is in the Bible, the breaking of the bread. Well, that's the whole thing that they're trying to recreate.
Bread, but that's not like...
Well, that's the whole idea that they want you to recreate every time. That's why when you take the bread or the body of Christ in church, you're saying, since I can't receive you in my house, I receive you in church. And you try and pray for that when you're at your house to try and sort of do what you do at church, but not in that same setting.
So you're like eating Jesus?
Well, yeah. It's like, well,
yes.
It's really weird.
That's my direct translation.
Literally, that when they're talking about the bread and body of Christ, we were like candles, and it was so funny. They were like,
"Well,
you like drink blood?" And I'm like,
"Oh God,
symbolic." I'm sorry, man. Bro, what's funny is for a long time there was like a huge quarrel in the church. People wanted to take it literally, like wanted to, and so they were like, they didn't literally drink blood, but they're like, when you drink the wine, it like literally becomes blood when you drink it, and it's like.
Oh.
No.
You had some fun times in church.
Well, no, it wasn't like, I'm not talking about modern day, it was like a long way back.
Oh,
like,
okay.
In like the Dark Ages, man.
I thought you meant like this happened at one of your old churches.
No, that'd be crazy.
Well, I think there are definitely.
No, there's people who do that.
Sure,
religion out there.
I think it was. My dad has a friend who's always funny to read about his comments on Facebook. He's one person who found religion. After all, so wasn't very religious, and then found religious, and is now one of those super religious, conservative types of people who really follows religion, but also is one of the cherry pickers where it's like, I'm going to take this part and this part, but I'm not going to wear 100% cotton clothes, and I'm not going to do the seafood stuff, which I can't remember. So, yeah, there's...
I thought that
was
all a myth. I thought that was real.
No.
No, a lot of that was, like, Old Testament stuff, and then, like, the New Testament was supposed to, like, clear a lot of that stuff out, but a lot of people take, like, specific stuff.
They'll pull from both of them
to
try and make their case.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah, but he was very religious, and he found religion. He's always trying to push it and do all of that. And those are the people I'm just like, what are you doing? You're told to just love everyone no matter what. Don't try and force this.
So that's kind of what
the... Yeah. The way people are like, you know, like Christianity and like Catholicism, you know, it's like mainly just about love and like sharing that, you know. And then like a lot of people are like, people are going to hell and I need to save everyone.
A lot of branches off of Christianity specifically. In America and a bit in EU and other abroad places are really strongly you need to go to church or you're going to hell. And I think you see that mostly a lot in the South. You see some in the North too, but those are a lot more conservative people. They are a lot, they're really into you have to be a part of God in your life or you're going to hell. And they, really push that, and it gets to the point where it's annoying, and they put that before anything without knowing the full context of the Bible or that specific part of the Bible that literally says, above all, love everybody equally, which is the annoying part.
Yeah. Sophia, we kind of like ended up
skipping over
to a huge tangent and skipped over you. So.
I kind of said some of it I was going to already. So, as you guys all know, I grew up in a very atheist household. Like, both my parents were kind of, like, as I view it, like, religion was, like, a bad word in my house for a while. Like, we were allowed to talk about it, but we weren't, my parents viewed that we weren't allowed to research or really get into it till we were older, because that's when our brains were more developed. And I think my parents, this is just their view, I should, like, clarify for you guys, but, like, my parents see it as, like, brainwashing at a young age. They're like, okay, we're teaching these kids to be this way. And so my parents were like, okay, we're going to let you decide that, like, when you're 18 or when you're older. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can decide now if I really wanted to. And so my grandma, she is very, or was very religious, she's no longer here, but she used to sneak me into church all the time, right? Like, she used to sneak me in there, and she used to have, like, this pastor or whatever, is it pastor, right?
Yeah.
And he would have, like, me on, do Bible studies on the side, I didn't know what that was, so he's like, okay, just copy the story and summarize it. And so I did my best to do whatever that meant, because I don't remember it, and so we used to do that, and it kind of, like, gave me this negative connotation that religion was, like, a secret, because I wasn't allowed to tell my parents, so it was, like, the secret growing up, so I was like, okay, well, that means religion's bad because it's secretive things that kind of like, I guess, put like a more negative thing with me.
So, like, you know, like by them, you know, trying to like stop you from like being impressed at a young age, you were like, you got a different impression.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, because like, my parents didn't let me go with her to church, but I was only allowed to stay like playing in the gym with all the kids during like the time that they're doing. I don't know what it's called because I was never in it, but like the room where they're like reading the Bible during it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that's called, but that's what they're doing.
Eli? We don't do that.
I mean, that's like, that just sounds like a Bible study or a sermon.
Bible
I don't know
study,
what that
sure.
Is.
We'll just go
yeah.
with that, cause that's one of the things they called it. Or like when they're sings, they had a band too. But
yeah,
sometimes my grandma would have my brother and I like sit in there. Like, we weren't supposed to tell anyone. I think my parents knew the whole time behind it though. But like, you know, we weren't supposed to tell anyone. My grandma used to hide like the little Bible studies I did in her Bible at her house. Like when she passed, I think my mom found them in her Bible. And like, I wasn't in trouble because this was when I was like 9 or so, you know. But that's kind of like, that's kind of how I grew up. But like, the weird thing I found out is that my parents both, well, I don't know about my dad. My mom grew up in a religious household. She used to go to church every day. When, or every Sunday, I mean, when she was, like, my age or whatever. And she stopped when she was, like, I think 20-something is what she was telling me. But I'm like, that kind of is weird because I always thought that, like, growing up, if you were taught religion, that you generally stayed religious. And that's, my mom was, like, the total opposite, you know. And I was just like, oh, that's weird. And she kind of believes more in, like, karma and stuff now. And she's more like, if you, you know, if you do good, good will come to you. And, you know, that's, I guess, that's kind of, like, how I grew up. But, yeah, that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of
crazy.
Sense.
Yeah, so I was a little
yeah,
different.
I understand that whole impression thing.
Since
like first, second grade, I always hated that line in the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance in itself, I hated for anyone who went to public school listening.
Right.
Where you have to go ahead,
yeah,
you pledge to the flag, you pray to God in the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'd always been taught from a young age, we've got a division between state and church. And I knew why, because I had learned the Bible beforehand and had always loved science, so I knew the ideas of how Earth was created from a scientific view and from a religious view, and I'm like, cool, makes sense why we shouldn't have these two things together, which I better understood later on. But when you're forced as a child to pray to a god, no matter what your religion is, and to a flag of a country that you live in, either by choice or not, it
yeah.
was sort of weird, because you don't do that now.
Yeah.
It's only while you're in public schools. Do you do that at Bora?
Yes, we did in my second period. You didn't have to stand up for it, though. Do you remember,
okay.
I don't know if you, do you, am I allowed to say names? Yeah? Yeah. Miss Conkle, do you remember? Okay. She used to have us do it, and I don't know what period you guys were in with Conkle, but I had to do it in her class every day.
Yours.
You were, okay, yeah, I remember how Matt used to sit down or whatever, and she used to get really upset about that, and I was confused. I'm like, he should be allowed to sit down. That's, like, his belief, you know, it's not wrong.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, she used to, like, I think she, like, had him go to the principal's a few times. Like, she was really upset about
well,
that.
Well,
so...
Or go ahead, Winter.
I was going to say the under God part was added in the 50s, I believe.
It was added after
it
religion was large in
that.
America.
It wasn't,
really weird.
Yeah.
It wasn't originally in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, like you, Sophia, I would start to whisper. I wouldn't fully
yeah,
say it
I
because
know.
I hated... that connotation of
yeah.
using the word God. Like, I know you don't use his name in vain.
Right.
I saw that same thing in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
It's like, I don't want to say this.
No,
I shouldn't
sure.
be forced to or else removed from my class and
yeah.
sent to the principal's office.
That's where I was at, because I'm like, well, you and I have opposite with it, but I'm like, I'm not religious. I'm like, I'm totally fine with, you know, Pledge of Allegiance. I'm like, yeah, okay, for the country, whatever. But I'm like, by that point, I'm like, now you're just kind of forcing me into something where I'm like, this puts me in a very odd position. So I sit down, I get like, you know, negative looks from my peers, but if I stand up, then I'm, you know, going against my own personal beliefs. So it's like a matter of, I guess, self, like personal beliefs by that point.
Yeah.
So it's one of our debate topics in ninth grade.
Oh, really?
Tenth, is it tenth
yeah.
grade?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We debated whether you should have to say the pledge in school, I think.
Oh, really? We didn't do that in my class.
I think my class had that in...
We did that in one class.
It's crazy that I feel like it shouldn't be something that's like debated over. It's just like basic... freedom of speech.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
100%. Who cares? Like, just don't say it or say it.
I also think it's kind of audacious to assume that, like, you know, God's, like, watching over America or necessarily even, like, approving of it. It's really funny. It's like, we have God on our side.
Currently, I don't see it that way.
Yeah, you're like, look at 2020.
Because the way people are taking religion and
their
twisting it to not wear a mask, to not protect others. And it's like, the hell? Like, here's the science on how to protect others. Here's all of this. How we recently just learned that any single layer mask, that's just one layer of cotton, spreads at 110% rate. So instead of people, even the religious people who didn't want to do anything and had like the gator masks or stuff like that, which are just a single layer of cotton, they weren't sort of helping, they were worsening the case.
Oh, man.
And,
well, if they didn't know.
Yeah.
If they, well, no one knew, exactly. Yeah.
As long as they changed for the better.
It's better. So I take my lunches to the Capitol building, or whatever, as you guys know, and I see a lot of protesting going on there, whether it's for the Black Lives Matter movement or the whole, like, whether or not they should open bars again.
Oh, God.
And at one point, there was, like not full-on fights starting, but there was, like, people, like, starting to push each other. And there was, like, six policemen just watching, and I was like, oh, my goodness. But one of the people, this one guy was yelling with a megaphone with a mask on, and all these other protesters had no masks on. There was, like, 40 people with no masks on in a crowd. And this one of the people came up and just ripped this guy's mask off. And I was, like, mind-blown.
Oh,
like, because I'm, like, he's not doing anything. You know, he's doing it for not only his safety, but everyone else's safety. And all he's protesting is that people should be wearing a mask. He didn't care that the bar still open. He was like, just wear a mask. That's all I want you to do.
Yeah.
And they just came and ripped his mask
off.
God. And I was like, that's insane.
Yeah, guys,
yeah.
We do live in Idaho. Do you listen
to
that?
Oh, yeah,
so,
that should probably specify. We
did,
do live in Boise, though. It's like not 50-50, but it's definitely got some.
We live in the most liberal.
We're not.
Maybe not liberal, but most culturally like diverse. Place.
Section, yeah.
Culturally
Idaho.
And politically diverse place in Idaho.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
I think we're the only county that goes blue, right?
No, Blaine is the most blue.
Oh, okay.
Blaine County.
We go blue too, man.
We go pretty close, but we're not
like
super blue.
State.
Are we like almost 50-50?
We're
right?
Almost 50-50,
okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
We have like the old, like, I'm not saying old people, but people who have been like grown and raised in Idaho.
Born
and raised in Idaho. You know, like, as, you know, like a Republican, and so they're like, our state identity is Republican, and if you're not Republican, then
get
you're
out.
Not Idaho.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because a lot of people here are Republican, and like, a lot of these protesters, I mean, even if they're not from Boise, a lot of people go to Boise, because
yeah.
It's by far the... It's like, if you want to get noticed in Idaho, then
oh,
go to
yeah.
It's the hub of Idaho.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
Where you'll get, it's where your people will notice, oh, you're here protesting about
right.
Whatever. So.
Yeah, no, for sure.
See some crazy
people
stuff.
People aren't afraid to say anything here either. Like, there's no filters.
My
yeah,
God.
We had
I
a KKK
could...
rally
oh,
recently.
Yeah, we've had like
I
two
didn't know that. That's pretty
we
cool.
Also had a Trump train, which is just a bunch of people following each other's cars with Trump.
Oh, they've been doing that so many times.
Yeah.
Oh,
welcome to
okay,
religion.
Some people are just following each other with Trump flags.
Yeah, true. Okay, enough about politics.
Oh, whoops.
We should stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
The biggest thing from that...
I started ranting about it.
The biggest thing from that is that a lot of that is driven by religion.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like, all
that's
of this
so
is religion-driven, which is very
true.
Interesting.
True.
With the fact that it's... You're told that this is to help everyone around you, but yet these people are saying they don't want to give up their rights and God will protect them. But the science that we've been given by God, by the earth he created, which is saying how to protect us, they're going against. And that makes me question a lot of things. Just like, the hell are you doing?
I think by that point, it's like a matter of education. Because it's not like saying, hey, religion, like, God's not going to save you. But it's a matter of saying, hey, look into what corona is. Look into safety.
Well, education isn't going to do much. There's Well, there's a great statement that I was reading. I think it was on Reddit where they were saying, hey, where one person was citing this piece of evidence for a source saying this one statement. And the other guy said, oh, and this first guy also said, like, he's open to new information, all that. So the second guy said, hey, there's also these two things that contradict that. So maybe this point might be more correct.
Right.
And in his case, the point was more correct with the evidence because it was just one article. And then the guy said, true, those were good articles, but I still stand with my first point.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is based off of your own ideals, and
okay.
If you're not wanting to change,
right.
You can read through something and be like, all of this is BS. It
right.
Means nothing to me. It's all
true.
A lie.
That reminds me of one
it's
of
like
our...
Confirmation bias, yeah.
That reminds me of one of our previous teachers, Mr. Weeks, to bring him up with this whole religious topic, because Winter and I actually had a really fun conversation with him one of the mornings before school, where he basically told us that what kind of religion did he grow up as? Do you remember?
Christian. I don't
okay.
What.
Well, he grew up religious. Like, his mom was very religious, is what he told us. And he ended up like researching into many other religions and, you know, like things that were connected to religion, not quite religious. And he like, you know, founded his own beliefs off of it. And he ended up having to tell his mom. Apparently, she had this huge breakdown and all that. But like, I think it's crazy that he like. I think that's a good idea too, is to like look at other things with an open mind. Because he walked into it religious, but, like, you know, he was so open-minded that he was able to change his views at, like, what, 30, 40? Like, that's pretty insane, I think. So, I don't
yeah.
know.
What's crazy is, like, how people use religion a lot, like any religion, for like closed mindedness, you know, like stuff they don't want to think. They just use like religion as an excuse.
Well, you see that a lot in monomonistic. I don't think that's the right word. But you have single god religions.
Yeah.
I don't remember the word for that.
Oh,
it's mono something.
It's like mono.
Monotheistic.
Yeah.
Monotheistic,
yeah.
Yes. So you see that a lot in monotheistic religions, but when you move over to polytheistic, like my favorite religion outside my own is probably Buddhism.
Oh, yeah.
You have thousands of different, I don't think they technically call them gods. I could be wrong.
Higher powers.
They're like higher powers.
Deities.
People, deities. Yeah, that's a better word.
What is that? Is that just like a version of
it's
god?
It's just
like
a
like,
figure.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah.
You could even call...
It's basically an immortal being.
Oh, okay. Cool.
It's like a god, but all they're sort of equals.
Okay.
So you pray to the deity you want to, and you pray to different deities for different things.
Right.
But you're always open. You're always changing. You know things are different because you know there's multiple deities in this.
I have a lot to say about that when we get to like our more current experience of religion.
Oh, God. But then also you have Taoism, which is also a really great religion in my set, in
Wait,
what I think.
What is Taoism?
Taoism is similar to Christianity or religion. They believe in Tao, which is a higher power, but Tao in reference isn't actually the higher power. So like when you write down Taoism.
Tao is all, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tao is all, like Winter
it's
said.
Like your God and God is everything. At
yeah.
The same time.
So it's more of a sense
oh,
of like
yeah.
Because
if God is like the creator. Than like everything is
His
God.
Creation is also God. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so everything is a whole instead of you are a creation of a part.
Yeah.
So like in one of the things we learned from that same class from Mr. Weeks, when you write down Tao, that word, the meaning of the word is not the actual Tao.
You can't
reference the Tao because the Tao is everything. It's not one specific thing,
like,
which is interesting.
Never
it's
wrap
like,
my head around that.
It's like beyond your comprehension.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I cannot. When we were taking that class, I don't want to say I was failing. I just could not understand it. I went. Sorry, that was my dog sneezing.
I can like see it too.
Don't worry, it's not Corona.
Oh, dog.
I'm sorry, Oliver. I can't control
this. He's no valid member of this podcast.
I thought he was just gonna lie his head down on my leg and then.
Yes.
He likes to huff and puff. I forgot what I was gonna say.
You're talking about your learning about Tao.
Oh, I just could. I can't understand that. Like, I just don't get it at all. I guess I don't know. I don't know if you guys ever understood it, but it just made like I get where they're coming from, but it made no sense to me. Like, I personally could never.
If you weren't religious, it's a lot harder to wrap your mind around because...
And I think a lot of the point is, like you have to, like, understand not understanding, kind of.
See, I don't get that. I just don't get that. I think you're just saying that to fool me.
No,
you know, boy.
When you deal with stuff like that, like, literally any all-powerful deity, they're all-powerful. And in, like, a universe where we've literally never seen all-powerful, it's, like, impossible to imagine... Something that would be all.
Yeah, what is God? Like,
that's why we tend to personify him. We're like, he's an old man.
He's this wild fella.
I watched this play a couple years ago where God was a woman.
Oh,
it was like a teenage girl. With,
I don't mind that at all.
Rainbow colored socks. Pretty funny.
Nice.
I think that's so interesting though, because like whenever you say God, I mean that's what we all first think of is like what you last said, the old man. That's like
that's
I mean at least
I
that
think
I
of.
Oh sorry,
man.
That's what I think of. Generally, most people think.
I think of just like I just think of like energy.
Oh, okay.
Well,
like,
I don't necessarily think of like an old man, but I just imagine like weird like fatherly vibes, and it's like.
Yeah.
That
it's
makes
like
sense.
A nice authority figure.
Well, because from what we learned, Eli, you have God, and then you have the saint. Don't remind me what the saint's name is.
Which saint?
Not the saint. The
Saint Nicholas.
The spirit. Buddy,
oh yeah,
spirit
yeah. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, right?
The Holy Spirit. So
oh,
God, the Holy Spirit. I believe Jesus, and I think those three are all technically the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
So when you think about it, God, who is also the Holy Spirit, is the one who impregnated Mary.
Yeah,
impregnated Mary, who then gave birth to Jesus Christ.
I really don't like the word impregnated. It's so uncomfortable.
But all three of those are the
what
same
you...
person.
I think they really don't like the word impregnated. They're like, Abraham, like, no, I remember what word they used.
He,
like,
he inserted his seed.
Well, because well, that's also not true.
Oh, it was like he caused Mary to conceive a
he,
child. That's
he caused
was.
Mary to conceive. It wasn't there wasn't any action that was performed.
Oh,
yeah.
She just then
yeah, no,
had
yeah.
the child.
It's not like God had sex with
Mary.
Okay,
I
don't know what that. I've never
like,
heard the story.
Yeah,
wait,
heard,
so
like,
what happened then? I just
well,
assumed
no,
that was the case.
Essentially, what happened. Oh my gosh, I get to relate the Christian tale now. So it's like,
you finally came and used
it. Yes! My years of preparing as a missionary are finally here.
You're finally paying off.
But it's like, okay, so she and her husband were like traveling, right? Because they needed to, you know, collect census for their country, right?
Mary's husband was God?
No.
No,
oh,
Mary
sorry.
Had a husband.
Yeah.
But she was
Mary
also a virgin at the time.
Yeah. That's
she was she
there's
was
some
always
great
weird.
Jokes about Christianity.
Yeah.
She's suddenly just trying to like cover up for her cheating on it. Anyway, and so like she gets pregnant and he's like, did you cheat on me? And he's like, well, you know, I'm gonna like quietly separate myself from you because, you know, like it was like horrible to have like a wife that was also an adulterer or whatever, right? And then, you know, God came to her and he was like, JK. Well, no, not God, but, like, one of his angels. What was his name? There's a really famous one, Michael, yeah. And so he was like, hey, you're having a super special baby, and that's why you have no idea why you're pregnant, right? And, yeah. And so he was like, you know, like, he's super special, you're going to name him whatever, and he's going to do her great things, right? You know, like, Jesus, right? And then he goes to Michael, and he's like, hey, you need to get back with your wife, right? Because that's a special baby. And Michael's like, and so
yeah.
And that's essentially how it works. And then Jesus was like super special from birth. And then yeah.
Wow, have you ever seen that TV show Jane the Virgin?
I've not.
Okay, it's literally I'm sure they got the storyline from that, but basically this girl becomes pregnant when she's a virgin and it's this huge like TV show around it.
Biblical illusion, yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah,
she's really religious, so I assume that's where it came from, but
that's weird.
Yeah.
That would make sense because it's the Virgin Mary, because
yeah.
right.
Mary was a virgin all her life,
right.
yet she bared a child, which is Jesus Christ. Which is interesting how the way he was special was how he could pull people together to bring them the word of God, which is technically the word of himself.
Wait,
yeah.
So Jesus is God? Is that what you're saying?
Jesus,
yeah. Well,
the
yeah.
Holy Spirit,
he's
and God
like,
are one.
Yeah, so like
it's
essentially...
like Taoism all over again.
Yeah, so like Jesus is God's son, right? But it's also God because God came down in the form of Jesus, right? Technically,
so
Jesus was God as a person, but because God created God, he's Jesus.
Well, then it gets complicated between religions, because from Catholicism, you learn... Jesus sits to the right of God in heaven.
Yeah.
So they are two separate people,
they're
but
so
yet
separate.
They represent the same exact
yeah.
person, the same exact ideal.
And then
right.
after Jesus died, you know, God lives in, like, pretty much everyone after that as the Holy Spirit, and that's, like, essentially conscious,
so that's
kind
of where the idea of God being the origin of all comes from, then.
Well, because I believe it's Genesis 1, where you learn God created... Oh, God, I just had to learn about this. You learn the order of how he created things. So he created light, dark. He created the planet. He created all of that.
Oh,
and then from there, then he created, I believe he created earth by water, land, then animals, and finally humans, finally Adam to tend to the animal,
yeah.
and then created an Eve to help Adam out.
There's a weird story about that.
There's
she's made out of a rib bone.
Right.
Yeah, so God pulled the rib out of Adam, and from that rib, he created Eve when Adam was created in the image of God. It's welcome to religion.
All right, that brings me to, I guess, the next question then. If that's, like, the stories you guys are talking about, how much of it do you believe now? Or, like, how much do you think that really plays a role in your life now, if that's the case?
Just, like, the stories-wise?
Like,
just
do you guys,
like,
I guess, like, how much do you guys believe, and then how much...
Let's just go with, like, what's your religion, religious view currently?
Yeah, I guess,
okay.
yeah, that's
just
a
general.
Better word, sorry.
So,
or your religious experience,
started,
too.
Because I started last time.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
You are the most religious here.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I
Here's
win.
Your trophy.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know
to
that.
Give me something. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
It's just a joke.
No, but, like,
yeah.
Fair.
I feel like at either end of the Bible, from, like, you know, Genesis and Revelations, both of those are super confused because Revelations is something that, like, some dude had in a fever dream that we're not sure, like, how much of it's serious and how much of it isn't, right? And then Genesis, you know, since there were only like two people around at the time, it had to be like passed down through generations to get finally to like the people who wrote it down. So that could, like, a lot of some of the Old Testament could be, like, seriously mixed up from that. You know, like, it could be, like, legend-defined, I guess. You know, it's turned into, like, a story instead of, like, a history. I feel like around Exodus, where, like, the Hebrew peoples, like, leave Egypt, that's where things start to get, like, historical instead of, like, you know, more like a myth. And then I don't believe in, like, a whole lot of Christianity's, like, I don't know. I guess they're like, I don't know what to call them. But like, people talk about a lot about like, you know, like God, like, but the Bible is God breathed, right? Like God made the Bible through people. And so it has to be perfect. And I'm like, well, technically it's God inspired, right? So people wrote the Bible after like witnessing God, right? So they can still make mistakes. And then especially in translations afterwards, those can make mistakes, right? Like, you can't say that translations were God. Well, I mean, I guess you can.
I think totally the can. Biggest thing would be the point of the of King Charles III, or I think it was either King Charles or King James. I believe it was Charles. 1960s-ish. It was the modern, the new Bible. Yeah, when they compiled it. It was, if I remember correctly, 42 of the best scholars and linguists who took all the different Bibles, because there were three different versions, three or four different languages it was translated into, only in the original text in Roman, I think, Eli?
Roman what?
Roman language. Like, it was in, the original Bible was in Roman.
That it was in Latin.
Well, that's the one. It was in Latin, yeah. It was Latin, and then you had some Germanic version.
That makes sense, yeah.
And then you had one or two others, and the King Charles told these three people to look at all of them, translate them as accurately as possible, and then get that to our modern day, which I think that's a point where if anyone was to change something, that first Bible that came out after that was the first English written Bible in Old English that people could have equal access to, that was laud in every church, so you had to have that there, and that people could actually read because you didn't need to know the language. It was common language, yeah, and it wasn't what I think people used to reference as the language of the god or the language of the smart people, basically, when they could read Latin or these other languages to be able to translate it.
Also, you know a really hard thing? So, like, you know, the Bible is a collection of texts, right? So, like, a whole bunch of texts were written, and then it was compiled into the Bible, right? But the Bible, being one of the texts in the Bible, says that if you add anything to the Bible, then that would be heresy, right? But
yes.
We don't know what texts are in the Bible because we just made it.
Because King Charles happened.
Yeah, and then also Constantinople, you know, also decided, heck no, Constantine, oops, I always get that mixed up with the city that I made. Anyway, decided a lot of our theology too, because that was like the first guy who made Christianity the norm. He was like, Rome is now the Holy Roman Empire, and everyone's Christian. And so that was pretty wild.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, and I feel like that's also where the Trinity came from, because some priest was like, hey, how is Jesus God if, like, God created him? And then they were like, well, they're the same in one. And so that was the answer. And I feel like that makes a little bit of sense, but I'm not sure, like, completely about it, you know.
It's interesting. You guys have comments
sure.
on any of this?
Well,
yeah,
I was just going to say, like, moving maybe away from history and back towards, like...
We're talking about our lives.
It's interesting,
really,
yeah.
This isn't a history recap, necessarily, so...
I guess,
no,
yeah, that's what you guys grew up or raised to,
yeah.
like...
Well,
especially,
believe,
like,
right.
I'm going to be wrong,
that was
but
rude.
The good deal of this stuff, the stuff I've been told from, like, textbooks and stuff, so...
Right.
That was rude. I was just going to say, so, Eli, you're saying that you, like, your belief in a higher power is, like, you're not confident in the Bible?
Well, I'm confident in a good deal of the Bible, but a lot of people take everything in it literally. Like, literally, literally. And I'm like, you know, some of that's... just doesn't make any
it's
sense.
Like, right, it's translation.
Yeah.
Well, I... Oops, sorry.
Go ahead, yeah.
I was gonna say, okay, with like leading on to your current beliefs, what do you think is the afterlife? And do you believe, like, I assume you believe in heaven?
Afterlife?
Like,
okay.
What do you think happens after you die? I don't know if that's a touchy subject or not, but
no, I think it's interesting. Like, the way I was raised, we're not supposed to believe in purgatory, but like, purgatory actually makes a lot of sense when you think about it. But like, so I do believe in a heaven, right? And I don't believe it's any of that, you know, like clouds and harp shit. You know, it's like it's gotta be something where, like, man, as we're created, feels at home. And I think that would probably be somewhere where, like, anything is possible, you know? And then I think that hell would be, like, quite the opposite of that. Instead of just, like, you know, for sure, it's probably painful, you know, even physically maybe. But I don't believe in, like, it's literally a lake of fire and you're just living in it. Like, it's probably someplace where you're, like, confined and you can't do anything. That would really suck.
Do you think it's more, when you say that it's like a home for everyone, do you think it's more of a personal heaven for everyone? Do you think it's like one general thing?
I think it's one general thing with
with like things
when, you know, Jesus said to his disciples, right, he was building houses for them in heaven, right? So I believe generally heaven is for everyone, right? Everyone is in heaven.
Okay, so it's like one place.
As a process.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one general place, right?
Right.
But I don't think that maybe no one would even experience it the same way, you know, because we've even seen visions from people who've supposedly, like, seen heaven, you know, like, from his disciples or whatever.
Yeah.
And none of them described it the exact same way. There's, like, any way they described it, it was just, like, that's extreme. You know, like, any way that they described it, it was just the best way they could describe something, like, extreme that they can't describe. And so it's really hard. I don't know what's happened to my voice. It's really hard to imagine, like, what is heaven or even hell, because
right.
I think like God or any power that like isn't human, isn't like a dog, right? You know, it's like hard to imagine anything, even non-physical, you know, like in a non-physical entity that's like living in the world, or, like that's not even possible.
Right.
You know? So,
yeah,
I don't
sense.
Think anybody can even know.
No, that's fair,
that's
for sure. Oliver, your turn, what do you think?
Hi, cool. I'm sort of a split. I like to believe in religion and science in one. So I'm not fully on with Genesis. I believe God created the beginning of the universe and the rules in which we currently abide to or which we perceive to abide, because everything is based on everything we see. Everything is relative. But with that, it's always an interesting thing where I'm like, what? How does this tie back? And I try to tie them together instead of trying to split them apart.
Right.
Because splitting them apart just causes more confusion. So yes. I believe there's some higher being, something that created the universe and something like that. I don't necessarily believe there's something that creates an intervention in the world in the full sense. I think sometimes if there is a higher power, it can create an intervention if it feels like it. Saying it has a conscious like us, or is in any way like us, because we can't tell. But to like the ideas of Big Bang, or my new favorite theory for how the universe started, which is the black hole universe theory, where basically you have a mother universe, and then inside of each black hole is a separate universe where anything that goes to the black hole goes to the beginning of time in the next universe. And without that complicated point, I believe that like in that idea of the black hole universe theory, God would technically be the one who created the mother universe, whatever exists there in the first place, which now feeds down to us at some point.
I forget what it's called, but there's, would you say you believe in like an absent God, quote unquote, that's like, that isn't present all the time, he just like made it, and then
yes.
Like, I'm just gonna watch. You
know? Like a simulation, kind of like stepping out for a minute.
He's
like, okay, this is what's
like,
gonna happen.
Yeah.
But he steps in here and there to stop things.
Like, God comes back in, like, a year, and he's like, oh my God, you made it
the
best.
Yeah, he hasn't been here
what
this
did they
year.
Do?
He decided to take a year vacation and comes back, and he's like, oh my God.
He's like, what did they do in the past 100 years? This is a disaster.
Decides 2020 is the year he's going to take a break.
This is 2020 is, this is his procrastinated project he half-assed before turning in, so he just, like, he took 2020 and was like, oh my God, it's due tomorrow.
Well, I saw, when I first saw the mess that 2020 was in, now I'm like, what are the chances? God was just, had enough with us and started the rapture.
That's what I was just going to say.
What
if it's just
the rapture?
So the rapture is a 7-year period. Anyone who believed in God would be pulled from earth and everyone else would be left to fend for themselves for a 7-year period without God. So whenever that point is said to come, basically, people don't know exactly how people would leave Earth, but it said that they would just be gone.
Like, you mean, like, physically disappear? Like, your actual, like, presence would disappear and you're, like, something
they
like
physically
that.
Disappear.
Yeah, physically
oh,
disappear.
So if you guys disappear, I know what's going down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, oh, my gosh. What I think is really interesting, though, is, like, because Christianity has so many offshoots, like, to imagine in the rapture how many of them are, quote-unquote, right, like, and how many people actually disappear, and I'd be so interested to see if nobody even realizes the rapture is a thing, because, like, so little people disappear.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be so weird.
Well, I never thought the rapture, if people would truly disappear,
like, truly disappear.
Like, I don't know of anyone who
they
is...
They might naturally disappear over those 7 years.
They might naturally disappear, but I don't think anyone would truly...
This all happened before the 7 years, though. Like,
oh, before.
Yeah, it happens before that, and the 7 years are...
What happens to people who don't believe in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like only people
yeah.
that
no,
don't
yeah. Sorry,
didn't
sorry.
Believe in God, because essentially you can still believe in God after that. Like, so
it's
if,
too late.
Yeah. Can you imagine if everybody just disappeared and they're like, "Well, we're screwed now." That would be horrible. Nah.
Dude, I'd be down.
Grab a Bible and start reading.
Yeah, exactly. At that point, you're like, maybe something's happening.
Yeah.
No, I'd
I'll
be down.
I'll wait to see if you guys disappear. I'll take it from there.
Well, no
or
one knows what happened.
I'm kind of scared that I wouldn't.
I have a feeling I would stay.
There's
right.
been times that I've, like, I don't know. There's several times that in my house, I couldn't find any of my family members, and I was like,
you're like,
oh,
it's happening,
no.
It's happening.
Exactly. Like, you know, once...
They got raptured and I did it.
Yeah, I remember one time my family went on an entire dog walk while I was just, like, doing art or whatever. And so I went down and, like, you know, nobody's there. And then I go to the garage and I'm like, maybe they left. The car is still there. And I'm like, holy crap. And then I realized how quiet it was. And I was like, maybe everybody disappeared.
You just start breathing. They come back
like
and you're just in the kitchen
crisis.
And just like,
yeah, and then I was like, and then I heard them and I was like, oh.
You're like, thank God they're back. It's been
yeah.
7 years already.
Yeah. Wait,
okay, how about
so,
you, Winter?
No, wait.
Oh,
before
sorry.
Me, I was going to say, so Oliver, branching off of that, like, what's your belief in the afterlife?
I believe in a heaven and a hell. I don't think hell is necessarily a place where people are punished in the full sense. I think it's a place where you're pulled from people you love to go there.
That makes
or anyone that's in hell is in the hell dimension. Anyone in heaven is in the heaven dimension.
Yeah.
Because there's theorized that there's a dimension where you will no longer age. And I think that might be hell. Or no, that might be heaven. Where basically whatever energy that is you goes then there. Because the universe is always looking for a constant, an even state of energy. So that even state of energy is the point of which where you go. And then I guess in that idea or in that sort of type of comparison to in heaven and hell, you'd have, like, your heaven area, which would be, like, the normal average temperature, and hell would be the warm temperature-ish type area in
that's
the
so
CMB, which is the cosmic background radiation field
yeah.
that you can see throughout the universe.
Whoa.
But the whole hell section is just a different section, and it's all those people which are more the negative people, the people that we see like that, which are just in their own group. It's just a group of them, a group of people who they get along with and figure out what the hell they're doing, and that's just it.
What
they're just
the
separate.
Hot, good one. That's really interesting.
That actually is super
yeah,
interesting.
I've never heard that before.
I'd like to talk about this.
Okay,
cool.
Should I go?
Yes.
All you.
Okay, so I don't believe in a higher power currently, and, like, I really never had or have. At one point, or there's been a couple points where I, like, investigated Syrian religion. Like, I got interested in Christianity at one point. At one point, I got interested in witchcraft. And that was dumb.
Ooh, I remember that point.
It
you
was,
had some fun there.
Yeah, I have a book of shadows, which is
wait,
like,
we knew you were you when you were in the witchcraft phase?
I did.
Oh, I didn't.
I didn't tell anyone because I was.
Yeah,
well,
I, didn't
I was like
Oliver
one of the few people
like
who
knew. So I was like, when was this?
Oliver did know. I don't know why I told him.
Well, because I'm one of those few people. This one surprised many people who know me, or some of them. I would be one of those people who would buy the Lesser Keys of Solomon, which is seen as more satanic text, but it's like. It's basically a collection of books about devils,
okay.
And it's where a bunch of, like, the horror movies get their ideas from. So if you see Supernatural, the, was it called The Devil's Trap? That's where that comes from. The Lesser Keys
that's
of Solomon,
true, yeah.
Collection of 5 books, I believe.
Right.
I don't remember the individual names. Anything about that, everything is normally referenced to or is a, whatever the hell the English term is for... a reference to is to the Lesser Keys of Solomon, because that's where most everything is pulled from, because that's the most collective text of evil creatures like that for
also,
Christianity.
The idea of, like, avoiding things about that is pretty dumb. Like, it's still part of your religion if you're a Christian. Like, you can still investigate, like...
Demons
and stuff. A lot of people forget that's, like, early Christianity was, like, super into that kind of thing. They were like, what are demons, you know? And, like, the idea that they, like, now shun people who, like, look into that kind of thing is really funny.
That's the thing that witchcraft taught me is, like, pretty much everything that isn't God is a demon. Like, if you believe in, like, an ancient Egyptian, like, god, or, like, a group of ancient Egyptian gods, they are now demons.
Yeah.
They've been...
Because they aren't the god that everyone typically...
They've been deemed as demonic by Christianity because they, like, don't align with their...
Because they aren't God.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because...
So,
go ahead. I need to stop.
So, it's okay. I was gonna, I didn't get that far into it, but, like, basically the idea is you sort of just... There's literally thousands of deities that you can choose from in witchcraft.
Yeah.
And you basically... They have different, like, traits that might appeal to you, and you basically build, like, altars to them that appeal to them. And there's also, like, other, like, witch stuff you hear about, like, brewing potions or, like, doing rituals based off of certain events in nature, blah, blah, blah. And, like, they're supposed to do things. They never did anything in my experience, but maybe they work for someone. I don't know. I'm not saying they don't. I just don't
you
think
just
they do.
Too,
yeah,
right?
I just didn't see it. But, yeah, so that was interesting. And, yeah, so anyway, basically it made me believe less in that there could be a higher power. Currently, I don't have any belief. And, like, it's almost to the point where, like, I feel, like, more negatively towards a higher power, which is probably bad. Like, I have nothing against people that believe in it, but, like, there's certain things that, like, bother me about it, I guess, is, and I mean, I'm just going to leave it at that.
I'm really interested, like, actually, like, what bothers you?
What bothers me?
Kind of stuff, yeah.
Okay, well, the first thing that always bothered me is the hell thing, is if I don't believe in God, then I go to hell. To me, I'm like, well, good. Like, I want to go to hell then, because that's stupid. Like, the stubbornness in me is like, well, then I should go to hell, because that doesn't make sense. And also, so that's the first thing, is people who say that. But I understand now that that's not necessarily how it works. And not everyone thinks that.
Well,
yeah.
There's a quote I really love that I was watching someone react to for a Reddit video on YouTube, where it's basically, you have someone saying something very homophobic, and whoever it's being directed to, the guy's just like, hail Satan, here we go, send me to hell.
Yeah,
I love all of that, where it's like, if you try and force religion, people are just like, then hail Satan, we'll go that way. Because Satan wasn't, when Satan had Eve eat from the tree of knowledge, that was the point where Eve gained all knowledge, and it was what God didn't want her to get, which we don't really know why, we don't know what the tree would have done
to
her. But it's the whole aspect of Eve knew everything, which for some reason God saw that as a threat. And as we see through all historic textbooks about mythological creatures, nothing is immortal. Everything can be killed, and nature always finds an exception to kill a thing. So at some point, whatever this higher power is, something has to balance it out. There has to be an opposite for this higher power to exist.
I get that.
So with that in sense, it was Satan brought this whole idea of knowledge. And then you have the satanic church, which exists, and they're all about knowledge, they're all about the truth and all of that, and not and being transparent about it, which is always very interesting.
The Church of Satan is actually an atheist church. They don't believe that Satan or God exists. They believe in the ideals behind Satan, which is
odd.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, and I guess I'll use this point to just branch into my belief on the afterlife. But the next thing that turned me away from a higher power is, like, I can't fathom an idea of heaven that would be good, because I feel like humans are, like, too corrupt for that, and also is, like, grief comes with death. So imagine that you are in love with someone and you die and you have to wait 60 years to see them again. Like, that doesn't sound
ideal.
Yeah.
Well, in the theoretical situation of heaven, you are, correct me if I'm wrong, Eli, on this, but you are stripped of your grief.
Yeah,
and you're
really
stripped of your corruption. You can't physically, you can't do anything with it. It does not exist in your body anymore if you go to heaven. You pass through those gates and it's removed from you.
So you're just, like, in this constant state of, like, happiness or bliss. Right?
It's
because
a,
I've
yeah.
I've always been slightly bothered by that.
Yeah.
Like,
that
am I
me
still
too.
Me? Because they say that it even gives you a new body. And I'm like, at what point am I still me? You know, like,
if you remove all the points,
if you remove everything that made me me on Earth, like, what am I? Am I just, like,
if humans,
the spirit that I came into the Earth as, you know? Like,
right.
If humans haven't suffered, like, ever, or, like, imagine if you're in heaven for 1,000 years and you forget what it feels like to go through something hard, then, like...
Well, you would. You would... Time would go faster. Everything would be different.
Yeah, what is left of you? Like, a lot of your personality must...
I feel
vanish.
Like that's where, yeah, I
like
think that's where we're all coming from.
For me, humor is based on coping with misery and
right.
suffering. So would humor
not
cease to exist in heaven? That's kind of crazy.
And the way they portray, like, people after death, of, like, angels or whatever members of, like, heaven they are, they always seem so bland to me. And I'm like, I feel like most of that is the people who, like, write or, like, film whatever. They don't want to get into specifics about anything because they don't want to be wrong, you know, or have anybody be like, that's what happens, right?
Oh, wait.
But it seems so boring, you know?
Have you seen the most literal representation of an angel, though? The drawings of that?
Yes!
They're
terrifying.
So cool!
Bro, again, you know, with that, like, it's too powerful.
It's,
and I'm trying to explain it.
It's like a
it's
four-dimensional
so
object in a three-dimensional state.
Yeah.
Where it shouldn't exist, and if we try to comprehend it, it will literally kill us.
Yeah.
Because we cannot, as humans, understand four dimensions. We can understand it mathematically, but we cannot visualize it. We will literally break.
It's a line between the human face and their eyes all over
yeah,
its entire body.
Yeah, they're kind of creepy looking.
I was
going
to
continue, though, the... other thing that I guess, like, turns me away from that religion is, like, it feels like, a lot of times it feels, like, too close-minded to me, and sometimes, like, certain, or sometimes just certain, like, little, like, bits of religion will, like, bother me, like, about that. Like, for example, like, the other day, well, this was a while ago, I was driving, and I saw this woman with a sign that said, like, God is with you, which is like I think she, like, obviously she's just being nice and, like, trying to, like,
yeah, she's
be a good person,
right?
Yeah, it's like good intentions, but like I don't, what if I don't want God to always be with me, you know?
Right.
Like that, I guess that stuff like that, like, bothers me, and, like, I feel like I could never accept something like that as, like, for sure the truth and, like, feel, like, content with it. I wouldn't, like, I would be too stubborn or too uncertain to, like, be, like, okay with that.
So if that's the case, what do you think happens? Because you say why you...
Oh, what do I think happens when you
yeah.
die?
Yeah.
Oh. Honestly, I hate to say it, but I think nothing, like...
Just, like, cease to exist?
So you just cease to... Your consciousness...
Your brain starts
vanishes.
Off.
I think there's still a chance that that's not true... Because science hasn't gotten very far in the realm of consciousness.
Right.
So
I think that as science understands that, my hope would be that they reveal that maybe your consciousness does have a way of moving on from your physical body somehow, and that it's, like, hopefully a good thing.
Right.
But for the most, but, like, that's more of a hope than what I believe. I really.
Right.
Deep down, I kind of think you
go,
cease
poof.
To exist.
It
yeah.
just makes more sense to you.
You die and, yeah, you die and that's it.
Right.
As far as you knew, you never existed in the first place. Which
right.
is not fun. I hate that. But like,
well, that's where the idea of you don't truly die when you perish, die. You die when people no longer remember you. That's the point of death, and that's the point which scares a bunch of people, which once you're no longer remembered, you're gone. You're non-existent.
Those are very scary.
I've always thought about different hacks related to that. Like, if you're written down in a textbook somewhere, and one random professor just finds you and just remembers, you know, that guy,
well,
even if they don't remember a name, is your entity still there because he remembers, like, some dude died in a weird way. Yeah,
this is what, okay, that's what I believe.
Yeah.
So that's something in my beliefs. So that whole quote of we die twice, you know, what you're just saying, that stems off entirely from my beliefs. So, like Winter's, mine isn't a very happy ending. So I believe that after you die, or this is like, I guess this is what makes the most sense to me personally, that after you die, your consciousness is still alive, but you can't do anything. You're like stuck in this like, black hole of Earth or whatever, like wherever you are, until you're completely forgotten. But like, it's not like a matter of your name being written down, it's a matter of memories, I think.
Okay.
Like, for example, like someone who have lived almost forever, be like Martin Luther King Jr., you know, like he's made such an impact that he's probably, like his conscience is probably still in the world.
Yeah.
Whereas to like some random girl who's died like 20 years ago, who none of us ever heard of, you know, or anyone has heard of, then yeah, she's probably not. Her soul probably ceased to exist, if that makes sense.
So they have to have some glimpse of like a personality instead of just an act or name.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's where like I guess it gets kinda iffy because like no one has any direct memories of like way older people. So it's the matter of do they exist if we all don't have direct memories, and that's where I like, you know, either way, it frightens me because basically I think you're just kind of stuck watching the world for however long you're remembered for.
You want to know what's even more terrifying?
Uh-oh.
Is imagine if you die and your consciousness is left, but you can't feel, touch, smell, taste,
that's
or see.
That's what I imagine hell is.
Yeah.
So all you can do is just think.
That's literally what I think happens.
I thought you meant you could still see the world.
I guess you kind of can. Okay, I don't know how to explain it. I'm like, this is very iffy because obviously I don't know. I think you can like know what happens, but like, you know, you're not like sitting here like a ghost watching you guys. It's kind of like a presence, if that makes sense.
Makes sense.
I don't know how to explain it, but I can't like do anything. I'm like stone. I would just.
I
like,
think
you know
that's
I mean?
The best representation. Like a spirit.
Yeah.
Would be something that would be able to exist, like our ideas of a ghost, but can't interact, can't do anything,
yeah.
It's just there.
Cool
so
if you
literally,
turn
like,
ghost.
I guess you could say, I don't know, because that's the thing, is I'm like, I don't think they can see, but, you know, I'm like, obviously I don't know, because I'm like, I don't know,
it's like
so
Harry
you
Potter.
To an extent. I believe to an extent. I believe that there's,
guys.
I don't think.
Guys, save it for the ghost podcast.
Oh,
sorry, Winter just starts beating us all up. You just hear
save this
on the podcast.
Save the content.
Yeah, I guess we'll get into the whole beliefs of ghosts when we get there. But yeah, that's kind of where my beliefs come from. And like Winter, I don't really believe in a higher power. But I also, when I turn like 18, I want to take like some sort of class in college or something that goes over different religions because I'm very open to the idea and I want to learn about them because I don't know anything about religion besides what you guys have told me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Also really important.
I'm gonna take all the classes Mr. Wilson recommended.
Dang,
for sure.
Yeah.
Well.
For sure.
Should I went to a philosophy class once just because it looked interesting and it, like, changed how I looked at everything.
I really want to do that.
Philosophy
yeah.
is
yeah.
amazing.
And what I love is so many people consider philosophy like falsely deep, but it's not falsely deep until you make it that. But
I think we're also gonna have a philosophy.
Gosh, dang it! I can't talk about
shut
it.
Shut up, you guys.
Sorry.
Okay, well, I think that's. Good wrap up then.
Yeah,
right?
I was gonna
yeah,
say,
think,
should we wrap this up?
I think
up?
We've been going for a while.
We are at an hour 13
hour
for recording.
Yeah.
Okay,
nice.
I figured I knew we were gonna get over an hour.
Also, guys, if Oliver sounds weird, it's because he's wearing a mask this whole time.
It shouldn't affect my speech.
It just muffles.
Well,
it's not like
you're able to be heard.
Also, on this, for some reason, the mic—it's been tuned to my voice because it's my mic, but it's picking me up a lot better than any of you guys.
We're all just like quiet whispers, and it's just all going, yeah, yeah.
You guys are
like,
about
it's just only
yeah.
That's
okay, well, I guess who wants to wrap it up then?
If we can only hear Oliver, that'll only make it way more.
Oh my god, that
I'll
would be
wrap
so
up.
Weird.
Listen to a one-sided conversation.
Yes. Okay, I guess that's the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening. We do have social media. Oliver, do you want to list that off, like what we have? Because I don't really remember.
Sure, you just completely talked over Winter, but yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, were you talking?
I said I'll wrap it up.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't hear you.
Okay, So with that, we do have social medias. We have Twitter. We have Instagram. I have not set up the Facebook page, but that will be up by the time this episode is done. YouTube. We will hopefully have... We do have YouTube. If you're listening to this on Apple Music or on Spotify, check out... Hopefully, we'll have a place where you can see this. I'm going to say YouTube's going to be our main place to get information. But check out for Spotify, Apple Music, or YouTube if you haven't seen us there. It helps us out if you go see us in different places each time. It just gets us more views across the board.
Yeah.
And if you like this... Give us more ideas for what to do. We need topics. We just made two more.
But
the season's going to run for a while, so what are your guys' ideas?
And also comment your input on the topics we're talking about. I'm curious about other people's views.
Oh, and to add to the season thing, so we're doing this as season one of our podcast. We're calling it Real or Fake, so we're going to do conversations like this where we talk about our experiences and opinions on topics. But eventually we'll move on, so...
Yeah, when we run out
ideas,
of topics,
ideas for that, too.
That'd be great. cool.
Cool,
this was
a
great first podcast, I think,
Yeah, thanks for listening.
All right.
Conversation.
Cool. Share this around, because that does more than literally any other action you can do with this.
I'm going to stream it every night. Money we can make.
I'm
going
to buy 1,000 iPhones and play on
give one to each of your toilets.
When you think about it, that's like investment stuff. It's like you have that first enormous cost, and then after that, you can slowly
pay it off.
True,
those
actually.
iPhones back.
Okay,
right.
We should probably wrap it up before we get into the
full
half
guys.
Hour.
Yeah,
bye.
Okay.
Bye.
See you, people.
Love you.